what, like cattle, she knew about what the price should a cow should bring, you know, and she was very conservative.
So she had good business.
Oh, yeah, she did. She had a good business head, and the good Lord took her when she was only 42. I had a little sister get lost in a snowstorm on Halloween night, and I was going to college myself at that time, and Mother spent many hours that night looking for her, and we lived right in the bend of a river, and she always was so afraid one of we children would drown in that river. And the neighbors were Germans, and there were, oh, 6 or 7 boys, and they got out that night. I guess my oldest sister rode to their house and told them that Alice was lost. And so they came down, and finally during the night sometime, why, they made Mother come in. And so they didn't find little sister that night. But the next morning they found her. She had fallen in a badger hole and had tried to get up out of there. But that's another story of how she became lost. My brother, my oldest brother, had gotten a .22 rifle for his birthday, and he had gone after the cows that evening. But that evening, he was late getting started because we'd had company. And we lived 12 miles, well, really from town here, and we didn't have very much company. So, of course, you know, kid-like, they all hung around to see what was going on and listening. And when he started after the cows, we had one of those real terrible blizzards come up, just all of a sudden come down, and that was it. Everything was blotted out. That was while he was after the cows that this happened. And Mother and Dad heard him screaming, and they thought that he had shot himself because he'd taken his gun with him. Instead of that, he'd ran a badger in the hole and was hollering for them to come and help him get it out because he'd shot it. Well, they both started out, Mother and Dad, after where they thought he was, and little sister followed them. And there was a corner, fence corner there that they went down and went down the road to this corner. And just as they got there, Mother turned around and saw Alice following them. She didn't have a coat or anything on. It was, well, the 1st of November. 1st of November, uh-huh. So she told Alice, she says, "You go on back to the house, because," she says, "you'll freeze to death out here, honey. We'll go and find Wade, and I know he's all right." And she didn't look back. But then about that time, that blizzard struck, and instead of Alice taking the road that went to the barn and the house, she took the road that went away. And she followed that until about a mile and a half. She was only within just a few 100 feet of the old schoolhouse, but she was always afraid of buildings at night. And so that was where they found her. And then that was on the 1st of November. And, anyhow.
And what year was that?
In 1932. Then, it's awful hard for me to even talk about it. But then Mother had, our baby sister was just 13 months old. And she couldn't, Mother was really upset losing one of her children. Her children was her life, you know. And of course, the people I was working for in Laramie for my boarding room going to college, they brought me home. And some of the neighbors had brought Alice's body in just ahead of when I come in. And so Mother was very upset. Well, we buried the little sister next day. And